And you're listening here on Vermont Public Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. The future of Vermont Health Connect has been one of the major uncertainties looming over the state's healthcare system. The online health insurance marketplace has been a source of major frustration for many Vermonters, and Republican Governor-elect Phil Scott vowed during his campaign to do away with the state-based exchange. But a new report out today says that, imperfect though it may be, the state is actually better off sticking with Vermont Health Connect. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has been reading that report today, and he's here live to talk about what kind of impact it could have on the policy debate to come. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Alex.
So incoming Governor Phil Scott has been especially critical of Vermont Health Connect. We heard this a lot during the campaign, but it sounds like this report says it may be the best option for the state. Outline exactly some of these findings for us.
Look, the report is by no means a ringing endorsement of Vermont Health Connect as it exists today. And the analysts who performed the study say this is not going to be sustainable unless the state makes some serious technological improvements. But David Weir, he's one of the guys from the firm that did the analysis, talked to reporters today about the findings, and he sounded pretty rosy about the future.
And we would encourage the state of Vermont to continue making an investment to address these deficiencies and make this sustainable into the future. We believe you have a roadmap, a very viable roadmap ahead of you.
Given all the trouble folks have had with Vermont Health Connect, there have been calls for years now to either move to a federal or a regional version of the exchange. The report says that from both a functionality and a cost standpoint, though, Vermont is going to have a far better chance of success by trying to improve on what it has now rather than changing course midstream.
And the state has already spent close to $200 million on the exchange. That's been a major issue with critics as well. Any idea how much more money it's going to cost the state to finally get Vermont Health Connect right?
Well, the cost issue really is going to be the deciding factor in many ways. And the report says that for a number of big reasons, sticking with what we've got is going to be the most fiscally prudent way to go. They didn't lay out any specific dollar markers for what it's going to cost to make these improvements. But here's the thing. 95% of people using Vermont Health Connect are on some form of Medicaid. And since the Vermont Health Connect infrastructure is so intertwined with the state's Medicaid program, it means we get to use lots of federal Medicaid money to help pay for all the work that's going to be needed to fix what needs fixing. The report says if we peel off now and move to a different system, we're not going to get that federal assistance, and the state is going to be on the hook for all the costs associated with that transition. You're talking about tens of millions of dollars potentially in new costs that would be borne by state taxpayers alone, and that's going to have to be a significant consideration for the elected officials who are going to be making the decisions about how to proceed.
And it's going to be Republican Governor-elect Phil Scott and his administration that decide ultimately how Vermont should move forward. Any word from his team yet on what they think of this report out today?
Well, they're still taking not just this report in, but the whole landscape before them and state government in. I talked with Al Gobe. He's going to be the secretary of the agency that oversees Medicaid and Vermont Health Connect. This report, as he points out, makes a big assumption, and that is that Vermont is going to build out what's known as an integrated eligibility system. And this is the technological infrastructure, basically, that's going to be needed to support Vermont's Medicaid system. Now, this gets a little complicated, but bear with me. Vermont has $62 million in federal money that it can use for that project. That money is a big reason that the report says we should stick with what we've got, because the idea is as you build out this integrated eligibility system, you can simultaneously fix all the problems that we have on Vermont Health Connect. However, even Democratic lawmakers have expressed some skepticism in recent years about whether or not Vermont has the capacity to build that integrated eligibility system on the timeline that the federal government has set out. And I talked with Al Gobe about that, and here's what he had to say.
That CMS money issue is, you know, that's a financial timeline. You know, that just because the money goes away on a magical date doesn't mean that people can suddenly just, you know, do all sorts of work that they couldn't have done before.
So you hear there in Al Gobe's voice some doubt about whether or not Vermont really does have the capacity to do that project, If Vermont doesn't complete that project by September of 2018, that $62 million we have sitting in a federal pot right now waiting for us might dry up. And if the Scott administration and lawmakers decide that that's too much to bite off, it really could change the face of this conversation.
Pete, finally, you know, we've had a parade of reports and studies and analyses over the years about Vermont Health Connect. Why did lawmakers want another one? What were they hoping to get out of this report?
Well, a lot of those reports were conducted by the Shulman administration or commissioned by the administration or conducted by the federal government. And critics, frankly, did not put a whole lot of credence in those findings. Lawmakers wanted an independent analysis and a rigorous one at that. This report cost $250,000. It definitely put a spotlight on some of the warts in Vermont Health Connect. And I think that some of the critics might, because of that, take more stock in this piece of work. And it talks about how errors in customer data and other things have really made life miserable at times for a lot of Vermont Health Connect consumers. But they really say things have improved pretty drastically over the past 8 months or so. And they say there's reason to think that it could get better.
Certainly not the end of the Vermont Health Connect saga. I'm sure we'll be hearing more from you, Peter Hirschfeld, VPR political reporter. Peter, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.